Are you awake? Oh, I thought you were awake. I just got your text wishing me happy birthday. Yeah, you use that scheduled texting a lot, but hey, I just wanted to thank you for thinking of me. Really, it means a lot, you know. Mom's out of town for work, and you've just been so patient with my 18th birthday coming up, and I just really appreciate everything. Especially since my asshole boyfriend broke up with me last week, and Mom was too busy to even stop and talk before she walked out the door. But you've just been so understanding. I just want to open up to you, Daddy. You know, I haven't really talked about the breakup at all. At least, not truthfully. I've talked about it with you, but I didn't give you the entire truth. No, Daddy. Of course I was telling the truth about waiting for the right person. Jeez Louise, do you think I'm some sort of slut or something? What? What's funny? That your daughter said slut? I'm in high school, Dad. Haven't you ever thought that we talk every day about which girls look the sluttiest? Which girls blue, which guys? Things like that? You're interested in the sex lives of teens at my school? That's kind of pervy, Daddy. But I don't mind sharing the things I've heard about some of the girls we don't like. It's not like you're gonna spread the rumors anyways. Okay, so Juniper Tandy. She's been pining after Grace and Gills for like weeks. Well, apparently last weekend they went out to a restaurant and she gave him a hand job under the table. Jessica works there and she said that she saw Juniper looking around all nervous and she could see her hand moving under the table. Then Juniper came up a few minutes later and got like a ton of napkins. Not that crazy? Daddy, it was a public hand job. Okay, well, for teenagers, that's pretty crazy. But okay, that's nothing. Get this. Erica Brown was having a sleepover last week and she told Amanda that she gave Zach Tanny a blowjob in his car. But Erica's with Cody, so nobody's supposed to know. Zach Tanny is Cody's best friend, though. I mean, usually high school cheating is making out, and even that gets all over school in a day or two, but a full-on blowjob? I don't know. Wait, what do you mean spit or swallow? Oh, shit! You mean did she spit or swallow the cum? No, Amanda didn't say anything about that. I guess Erica didn't tell her, but you're interested in whether a teenage girl swallowed a boy's cum or spit it out? Oh, Daddy. Are you interested in teenage girls, you dirty old man? Knowing that your daughter. Knowing that your daughter's friends are coming of age, is that forcing you to recognize that her old gymnastics and softball friends are getting boobs and asses? And some of them have really grown up, Daddy. Like Savannah. Savannah. Remember? Curly blonde hair? You've seen her grow up next to your daughter for over a decade now. I know you've seen her, Daddy. She's here like every other day. Remember when she came to pick me up to go to the pool last summer? You dirty fucking liar. I saw the way you looked at her breasts in that bikini top. And even I thought her ass looked amazing in those ridiculous slutty shorts. I mean, they looked like she was taking Daisy Dukes and cut off another 2 inches. I'm surprised her shaved pussy wasn't hanging out the bottom. Daddy? Was that a groan? Just admit that you're into Savannah. I mean, you'd be crazy not to. I mean, she's the only girl in the entire school that can make me self-conscious. Okay, saying that your daughter is the most beautiful girl, you know, is kind of like a requirement for dad. But it's also a deflection from what I'm asking. It's okay, Daddy. You can't tell me that Savannah's sexy. Well, I didn't want to bring this up, but I can see that thing under the covers. No, don't cover it, Daddy. It's a sign that you like talking to me about things I enjoy talking about. So, would you like to hear about Savannah's dirty Saturday night last month? I know I said I'd only spread rumors about girls we don't like, but I think you've been such a good daddy that you deserve to hear about one of the girls you see regularly. Daddy, I knew you'd like to hear about her. Okay. So, last month, Savannah was at a sleepover at my, Maya's house. Yeah, she's at Maya's house. And it was just one of those two because Maya's parents had gone to bed. And they were up watching a movie, you know? Like me and her do sometimes. She's a big movie nerd. So, anyways, they're up late and there's only one blanket. So, they had to share. Stop groaning, Daddy. I haven't even told you what they're doing under the covers. So, Savannah's talking about the sex scene that's coming up and how unrealistic it is. She says no woman has ever gotten off in the ABC trick. It's just something virgins do because they heard it from their older siblings and they've never actually made someone come. But Maya's response was that it's not an exact science. You don't have to follow the letters, it's just a bunch of shapes you can use if you get it in over your head and need something to get you calmed down. Okay, Daddy, get this. Savannah reaches across Maya's thigh and starts to rub her. And Maya's reluctant because, well, she's never been with anyone before, let alone another girl. Sure, she's masturbated, but she's never thought about someone else using their hand on her. Despite her surprise, Maya spreads her legs just enough that Savannah can rub her pussy over the short pajama shorts. Savannah's obviously practiced at this, but Maya isn't. Maya's only thought of one person touching her this way, and it wasn't a woman. But that doesn't mean it doesn't still feel incredible. So she pulls her legs up and spreads them wide, allowing Savannah complete access through her shorts, which are now stretched tightly across her mound. Every detail of her perfect little pussy is easily identifiable through that thin fabric. Maya puts her head back and rubs her own thighs as Savannah rubs her more fervently. No, I wasn't there, Daddy. I just get a lot of detail from Savannah, and it appears you like the detail you're getting. So just lay there and listen. I know you want to hear this. So, anyway, Savannah starts kissing Maya's neck, and Maya wraps her arms a little awkwardly around to the back of Savannah's head to let her know she's enjoying it. Isn't it so romantic, Daddy? Maya leans her head to open her neck for Savannah to kiss up to her chin and down to her collarbone, and she continues down the collarbone to where it stops at Maya's chest. Sorry, Daddy. This story is just so fucking hot. Conveniently, Maya's striped silk pajama shirt buttons up, so she runs her hands down her own body, squeezing her perky young tits together as she brings them to her buttons. She opens the top button for Savannah, who follows with a kiss on Maya's sternum, right between her breasts. Maya bites her lip as she looks into Savannah's hungry eyes. Oh, fuck. Savannah's eyes are so fucking hungry for Maya, Daddy. Maya can't get the last two buttons undone quickly enough. Savannah follows each button with a kiss, all the way down to Maya's waistband. Savannah puts her fingertips inside the waistband of those tight pink shorts. Shorts that at this point have a huge wet spot on them. Savannah rams her tongue from Maya's left hip to her right, following the waistband she has tucked down far enough to reveal the top of the cute little landing strip Maya has left for the older man she has her eye on. All of Savannah's kisses and the light strokes of her fingers have really gotten Maya turned on. So she lifts her hips up just enough so that Savannah can slide her shorts entirely off. Daddy, are you with me? Your eyes are closed and your hands have gone to your waist. Oh, don't give me that look, Daddy. I can see your bulge through the duvet for fuck's sakes. Even your hands lying there can't hide it. It's... God, Daddy. It's bigger than I imagined. Bigger than Mom said? No, that's... Never mind. Okay, so... Ignore that. So, Savannah takes Maya's shorts off, and Jesus Christ, the cold air on her wet pussy gives her a chill. But Savannah immediately covers it with her mouth. She wasted no time, Daddy. Savannah wasted no time chilling her tongue down Maya's perfectly trimmed landing strip to her virgin pussy, Daddy. Maya wrapped her hands in Savannah's blonde curls and pushed her pussy to her mouth because her tongue felt so fucking good. Oh, Daddy, you've made a dent in the covers. Let me just smooth that out for you. What's wrong with this, Daddy? I've sent you up like a million times. I hardly think that this is a big deal. I know you sleep naked, silly. That's why I've got my pajamas on. When you really think about it, there's only one less layer of clothes between us than any time I sit on your lap. And doesn't the heat coming from your daughter's slit feel incredible on your cock, Daddy? So anyways, where was I? Oh, okay. So Savannah shoved nose deep in Maya's pussy, swirling her tongue like a fucking twister, Daddy. Maya's grinding her hips back, forcing Savannah's tongue to slip across her hole. Savannah knows exactly what to do, so she puts her finger inside of Maya's eager pussy in an agonizingly slow stroke. Maya's legs are trembling, just like your hands, Daddy. You can put them on my hips to stop the trembling. That's better. I don't know why you're so nervous, Daddy. You've had a monster erection from the story I'm telling you. You shouldn't be embarrassed. Do you want to know what Savannah does next, Daddy? I thought you would. So, Savannah takes that finger, the finger she'd slit inside of Maya that made her throw her head back as her legs trembled around Savannah's head. She takes that finger and she curls it upward. Maya isn't prepared for that, Daddy. Her hands grip a fistful of Savannah's hair. She bucks her hips up violently, and it feels like a flood is coming out of her. She comes so quickly that even Savannah's surprised, but that doesn't stop her from licking, and she certainly doesn't stop her finger from hitting the G-spot in the exact right place. Maya squeezes her legs together, Savannah's arm dick under her thighs, as her hands wrap around to where Maya's perfect thighs meet her hips, and she can even pull deeper and deeper into her. That's right, Daddy. Right here, where her hands are right now. I know my pajama shorts are bunched up, but is it so bad to touch my skin, Daddy? It's soft and smooth, and your thumbs are just an inch away from the place Savannah's mouth went to town on Maya's pussy. Now, Savannah's finger is out and her tongue's replaced it, pushing into Maya's virgin cunt, lapping up every drop of her delicious gum. Oh, Danny, can you imagine how Savannah could use that tongue? Have you imagined it before, Daddy? Can you imagine what Savannah looks like as she comes up from Maya's pussy just covered in her juices? Your grin is getting tighter on my thighs, and I can feel you guiding me back and forth on you, Daddy. Just one more part to go, though, so be calm. Savannah comes out of Maya's pussy, making eye contact as she runs her tongue from Maya's sensitive clit up her soaked pubic hair, swirls around her stomach, moves up her tight abs between her breasts, as her fingers tweak Maya's nipples, and finally up Maya's exposed neck until her tongue lands in Maya's mouth. Maya's fully engrossed in Savannah now, Daddy. Her hands are still gripping Savannah's curls as their tongues go crazy in each other's mouths. Maya pulls Savannah away and runs her tongue across Savannah's face to gather all of her own cum. God, Maya's cum tastes so good on Savannah's face, Daddy. As Savannah smiles and leans in to whisper in Maya's ear, I win. Isn't that such a hot fucking story? You don't need to answer that, Daddy. I can tell by the way your cock twitched underneath me that you enjoyed it. But I do have two questions for you. Number one, do these pajamas look familiar to you? Pink silk buttons, tight enough to show every detail of my mound as my legs are spread across your hips. Oh, Daddy, I knew you would catch on. And now that you're 15 minutes past turning 18 daughters on top of you, grinding into you, with only these teeny, tiny silk pajama shirts separating your throbbing cock from her virgin hole, I have to ask one more thing. Is this cock hard because you were thinking of Savannah? Or is this cock hard because your daughter was telling you a story of her getting eaten out while you were upstairs with your wife? You can say it, Daddy.
Say it!
Say that this cock is sobbing for me. Your cock is hard because the little girl that you raised is hot enough that even you, her own flesh and blood, can't control your desire to fuck her. You haven't stopped me from grinding into you. In fact, your hands have encouraged it, Daddy. So go ahead and tell your own daughter that you want to be inside of her. Mm-mm. You promise? Oh, Daddy, I want that. Let's seal it with a kiss. Daddy, not on my lips. That would be wrong. Let me kiss you on your cheek. There. Now, let me get these buttons loose. One by one. I don't think so, Daddy. You can't see your daughter's tits. That would be wrong, too. You're such a fucking pervert. Now, I'm gonna climb off of you for just a second, Daddy. I have to take my shorts off. Oh my god, these shorts are fucking covered in my juices, Daddy. Do you wanna feel? Not with your hands. Put them at your side. Look at the ceiling. That's okay, Daddy. Oh, fuck! I didn't expect your cock to feel this good against me, but pussy. Daddy, hands down. Give me your hands. There we go. Now, I'm gonna take your hands and put them above your head. And if my perfect chest with these perfect tits brushes against your face, no kissing. Good boy. Now, I want you to smell these shorts. I want you to fucking feel how wet it makes me to grind against my own dad's cock. Here, Daddy. Smell them as I rub it into your face. Now take them and smell your daughter's scent as she grinds her young pussy against your aching cock. Daddy, tell me how badly you want to be inside of your daughter. You're so dirty, Daddy. I want you to lick the inside of my shorts. Taste your daughter, you fucking pervert. Taste your pussy while she slides your cock inside her. Fuck, Daddy. Your cock is right up against me. Do you think I should keep going? Do you want to be the man that breaks your daughter's hymen? I want you to do it, Daddy. Push up into your daughter's virgin cunt and fucking claim her virginity. Oh, fuck, Daddy. You're such a fucking pervert, Daddy. Taking your daughter's virginity without even a second thought. Oh, your cock feels so good moving in and out of me. You tell me how this tight pussy feels wrapped around your cock. I know it feels good, Daddy. Now lie there. Keep licking and sniffing my shorts while I ride you. Do you like the way I ride you? You'd never know your little girl was a virgin, huh, Daddy? Taking every inch of the cock that made her, every inch of her own father's dick is buried inside your own little girl. But my pussy is better than mommy's, isn't it? Admit it, your own daughter fucks better than the woman that brought her into the world. I knew I'd be a better fuck for you. This cock is mine, Daddy. I don't want you to ever give this cock to that bitch again. I can feel your cock twitching already. Daddy, your cock feels so good inside of me. I don't know how much longer I can take this. I've been riding my pillow for years just thinking of being on top of you. I can't fucking believe you're letting me do this. Fucking, you didn't even put up a fight. You let your... Oh, fuck. You let your 18-year-old daughter take control of your cock 15 minutes into her birthday. This is so wrong, Daddy. Jesus.
Not with a wipe. With your fucking mouth.